This is the Maverick Excel Podcast, Episode 9. Once again, welcome to the Maverick Excel Podcast. I am your host, Promise Excel, the founder of MaverickExcel.com. I help people start, launch, and build profitable online business. Hi, welcome to another episode of the Maverick Excel Podcast. It is always a pleasure to come your way. Thank you so much for your feedback, for all those people that have been reaching out to me, asking me, okay, when are you going to record the next episode of the Maverick Excel Podcast? It's not been really easy juggling between personal life, business, and blogging, podcasting, creating courses, and doing lots of stuff. It's not really easy. And that brings me to the topic we have today. It's a very interesting topic, something that a lot of us struggle with personally. I do struggle with it sometimes. And somehow I've been able to overcome it completely, but somehow I've been able to work around it and get better every day. Today, we'll be talking about how to stay consistent, achieve your goals, and make your dreams come true. So we'll be talking about this big topic, consistency. Consistency is something a lot of us struggle with, like I said before. From employees to entrepreneurs to even children, a lot of us have this consistency issue. So I'll be sharing with us how we can stay consistent, achieve our goals, and make our dreams come true. Now, someone said, success doesn't come from what you do occasionally. It comes from what you do consistently. So for you to become successful in life, your business, whatever you're doing, in any project you're undertaking, you have to be consistent. You have to be ready to stay longer than everybody else. It is so easy to start. It is easy to start a project, to start a business, to start something, to start a movement. But how consistent will you be? Will you stay longer than everybody else? Are you ready to put in the work? Will you still keep doing what you're doing when nobody's watching, when you're not getting the accolades, when you're not getting the recognition, awards, and all that? Will you stay consistent? Will you stay true to your work? It is so easy to get excited about a business idea, but will you be able to stay consistent and follow through that idea until it becomes successful? I have seen lots of people who get excited about starting a blog. They blog 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 1 month, 2 months, and they are nowhere to be found again. I've seen it a lot of time. For me, I've been blogging for over 2 months now. And what has kept me this far is consistency. If I wasn't consistent, I wouldn't reach here. I wouldn't achieve the things that I've achieved. It's because I am consistent, putting in the work. Even though sometimes, well, I do feel I'm human, I don't keep up with the work, but at least I still keep on doing it, no matter how difficult it is. Now, for my podcast, I'm supposed to be publishing my podcast weekly, but sometimes I do miss a week and I publish the next week. I won't kill myself. I just have to keep doing it. I just have to keep going. So, in being consistent, be ready to fail, but you have to pick yourself up and just keep moving. So, without wasting much of your time, let's discuss how to stay consistent. Consistently consistent, even when you don't feel like it. How to stay consistent, achieve your goals, and make your dreams come true. Whether you're a business owner, whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you're a student, whoever you are listening to this podcast, it's really important that you listen to this to the end. Number one thing to number one thing to do to stay consistent is know your why. It's really important. What is that big why? Why are you doing this thing? What's that big vision? Where do you see yourself in the next 5 or 10 years? If you're starting your business, why are you doing this business? Why are you into this business? Is it just to make money? After you make money, what else? So you have to know your why. It is your why that will keep you longer than everybody else. It is your why that will be your motivation. Even when you don't get all the results you want, it is your why that will keep you. So you need to know your why. Your why might be to go to a very expensive school. Your why might be to, whatever is your why, whatever, you need to know your why. You need to write down your big why, your vision for your, for that project, for that idea, for that business, whatever you want to do. You need to know your why, because it is your why that will keep you consistent. When you wake up in the morning, it is your why. It is your why that will make you rise. It is your why that will make you go through all those hurdles. It is your why that will keep you, make you starve, make you go almost naked just to see that this thing pulls through. So you need to know your why to stay consistent. So take a pen, write down your biggest why. What is your why? You can share it to me. You can tweet your why to me using maverickxcel.com. Go to Twitter at maverickxcel.com, or on Facebook, you'll see me as PromiseXcel. You can tag me to your post and let me know your why. The second thing to do is get an accountability partner. Getting an accountability partner is so powerful that lots of people do not utilize it. Just recently, I got an accountability partner. I want to create 3 courses next month. So I've been struggling with just sitting down and creating these courses. I've been making excuses, just being busy, doing other stuff. But recently, I just spoke with a friend that I want to create 3 courses. No, normally I'm not supposed to create 3 courses at once, but because I've been postponing this thing, I need to create these 3 courses to able to help my audience to achieve their goals, to solve their problems, and to avoid answering one question over and over again. So when I told him, he said, okay, let me be your accountability partner. Immediately we started working, and boom, we put out a plan. We just set out everything. It was so easy. So I got an accountability partner. Though we've not started, we've put everything in place just for me to start. And I report to him. He'll be reminding me, okay, have you done this? Have you not? Have you done that? So get an accountability partner. That's how you become consistent. Your accountability partner can be your friend, can be your mother, father, anybody. Just get somebody that you become accountable to. This person should motivate you, not someone that will put you down. And you say that you'd be training 3 times a day, you can't even train 1 time. No, someone that will motivate you, someone that will encourage you. So get an accountability partner. Tell a friend your goal. Tell him or her what you want to do, and ask him to be like a reminder to just tell somebody so that you become accountable. When you become accountable, when you know that somebody is looking out for you, you'll be consistent with what you're doing. So even if you want to be posting on social media like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, want to post daily on it, get somebody, tell somebody your goal that, okay, this is what I want to do. I want to post on Facebook daily for 30 days. Tell somebody to help you as an accountability partner. So get an accountability partner. The third thing to do to stay consistent is have a goal. For you to be consistent, you need to have a goal. You can't just be doing random stuff, just do this, do that. You need to know, have a goal, have a particular goal, maybe for a month, for a day, maybe for a year. When this year began, I said in my podcast, my first podcast, I said you should have one goal and stick to it. So You need to have a goal for you to become consistent. You can't do nothing consistently. You need to do something. You need to have a goal. Let that goal become your drive. Let it be your motivation. When you have a goal, becoming consistent will be easier. And the fourth thing is set short-term goals. Now, don't just set goals. Have short-term goals and long-term goals. Then start working on the short-term goals. Let those short-term goals lead you to your long-term goals or your biggest goal. So have short-term goals for yourself. That's how you become consistent. So for me now, I said, okay, I want to create three courses in 2 months. You might say, I want to create one course in 30 days. So have a short-term goal. Say, okay, from now, from this time to this time, from Monday to Friday, I want to be able to do this and that. So have short-term goals for yourself. Write them down. Write them. Don't just have these goals in your head, you know. Write your goals on your notepad, or you could use a physical paper to write down your short-term goals. The fifth thing to do to stay consistent is to have a daily to-do list. Have a to-do list plus a reminder. It's really important that you get a to-do list and a reminder. For me, when I wake up in the morning, I write down my to-do list, the things I'll need to accomplish that particular day that will lead me to my short-term goals, that will lead me to my what? Long-term goals, to my big goals for the year. So you need to get a to-do list every day or every night. You write a to-do list, things you want to do the next day. For me, I use Evernote to do that. You could use your paper and pen or pencil. Use whatever is convenient for you or you're comfortable with. So have a to-do list. Just write out, I'll do this, and put that out and make sure that you can share with your accountability partner. Okay, this is what I want to do today. This is what I want to do this week. Just keep in touch, keep reminding me or something like that. So get a to-do list, a daily to-do list. It will help you a lot. The sixth thing is ignore your feelings. Yes, you have to ignore your feelings if you want to be consistent. Because you will never feel like leaving your bed. You will never feel like writing that blog post. You will never feel like recording that podcast. You will never feel like creating that course. You would never feel like doing anything good for yourself. So we human beings are naturally lazy. We are lazy. We love to be in our comfort zone. But if you want to be outstanding and become successful in life, you must ignore your feelings. You must ignore that sleepiness. Just ignore that thing that keeps you from becoming great. Just ignore it. It might not be your feelings alone. It might be ignoring somebody, ignoring a place. You need to ignore something. Ignore your smartphone sometime. You need to ignore something so that you become consistent. So, what are you ignoring today? So, you need to know the things to ignore. And the people to ignore, the place to ignore. But most importantly, you need to ignore your feeling. Know that your feelings are subjective. Feelings are temporary. They are not permanent. You can feel happy now and you feel very sad the next minute. So don't rely on your feeling. The seventh thing is do one thing at a time. Don't multitask yourself. Don't think you're a superwoman. Don't open so many tabs on your browser. If you want to read emails, read your emails, know the one to apply, know the one to delete, and close your email. If you're on Facebook, know what you want to do on Facebook. Do you want to make a post? Do you want to comment on people's posts? Do you want to upload a picture? What do you want to do on Facebook? Do you want to reply messages? So do one thing at a time. Don't open your email, open your Facebook, open Twitter while you're making a call. Don't do random stuff. So do one thing at a time. It will keep you from being overwhelmed. You know, when people become overwhelmed, they postpone what they want to do. So if you don't want to feel overwhelmed, you need to do one thing at a time. Don't kill yourself. Don't overwork yourself. Don't just hit yourself hard and say, I need to accomplish this thing. You need to take it one step at a time. That's how you become great in life. Remember, it's not just about frequency, it's about consistency. So do one thing at a time. Now the eighth thing is just do it. Yes, just do it. Ignore your feelings and just do it. That's the best way to become consistent in whatever you're doing. Just do it. I can't say this enough. So whether you're feeling like it, whether you're not feeling like it, just do it. Whether you're sure or you're not sure, whether you have all the tools or you don't have all the tools, whatever it is, just do it. Just do something. Just do. Now, that's why it's important you create a to-do list. So if you were to send 100 emails, I'm using it as an example. If you were to send 100 emails, don't wait for the perfect time. Don't wait until you feel comfortable or you feel good. Just try sending as much as you can. And if you're able to send 80, kudos to you. If you're able to send 90, kudos. If you wanted to write 1,000 word blog post, and you're able to write 900 or 800, 500, kudos to yourself. Publish it and move to the next thing. Just do it. Don't kill yourself. Before I recorded this podcast, I didn't wait for 30 minutes or 1 hour or 100 hours trying to get everything perfectly. I just did it. So for you to be consistent, just do it. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Maverick Excel podcast. Now, let me run through the list of how to stay consistent, achieve your goals, and make your dreams come true. Know your why. Have a clear vision of why you want to do that thing. Get an accountability partner. Have a goal. Set short-term goals. Have a daily to-do list and set a reminder. Ignore your feelings. Do one thing at a time. And finally, just do it. Just like Nike, just do it. So if you're struggling to stay consistent, I hope these tips will help you stay consistent so that you can achieve your goals and live your dreams. Now, I want you to share with me in the comment box of this podcast, share with me, what's your idea or strategy that's helped you stay consistent? What's that thing that you do that helped you to stay consistent? I want you to share it with me. Send it as a tweet or send me as an email or in the comment section of this podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I remain Promise Excel. I help you start, launch, and build profitable online business. You can find me on Twitter as Maverick Excel. You can go to my blog, maverickexcel.com. You can find me on Facebook or Instagram, Pinterest, or any social media handle. Find me at Maverick Excel. You can go to my blog or my website, maverickexcel.com. You can subscribe to this podcast. You can also get my free ebook, Your Ultimate Guide to Starting a Successful Blog in 30 Days. Go to maverickexcel.com/TMB. Thank you so much for listening. Until I come your way again, remain fabulous. Stay consistent. Just do it. You rock.